Happy to be here with an old friend and some new friends. These are the guys from DFCU Financial. And we just came from a meeting where WJR and DFCU Financial are going to bond a little bit and work together at an especially good time for a new company that's been around since 1950, because that's how long DFCU Financial's been around. Jim Cowper is the chairman of the board and my entree, because Jim and I don't know how long we've known each other, but a long time, Jim.
Yes, a very long time, Paul. Goes back 25 years, I think, now.
Yep.
And I'm thrilled to be here as the chair of DFCU Financial. My job is to try and help our new CEO, Ryan Goldberg, drive the team. And we're a wonderful, as Paul said, established in 1950, but we've got some great new exciting things we're doing, and we're going to talk about that today.
Incredible new things I didn't even know you could do, and it's one of the good reasons that we know that Ryan Goldberg, the president and CEO, came from the banking world. And you go, what's a banker like you doing with a credit union? Well, you're about to learn. And with a lot of experience with our listeners, our family at WJR, here in Michigan, Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan, throughout this whole big footprint, and where we have a lot of Michiganders, Michiganians, in Florida. You've had experience there, too.
Yes, it's good to be with you, Paul. Thanks for having us in. But the vast majority of my banking career up until the last 10 years has been in Florida, specifically in Tampa Bay, where we expanded our presence recently. And also, I spent 13 years down in Southwest Florida, and we have a pending acquisition to expand our credit union in Fort Myers and Naples. So many great things ahead for our company.
Well, it seems like it, and it seems like it hits right where our listeners live. And something I want to say, I don't want to forget saying it, but Andy Scheibar is here, the CMO, and in charge of all the creativity. And let me just say, the commercial with the young woman spokesperson, where she talks about, they give us money back, even on my loan. I mean, it's very effective. Good job on that.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. And glad to be here as well.
Well, we're so happy to have you. And here's the thing. This is all the good reasons you love a credit union, and there are a lot of them, but with all of the potential and ability of a bank. It's the best of both worlds, as far as I can see. You have the intimacy of working with people in a credit union, and if you need commercial banking, if you need anything, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to say, Ryan, you can handle it all now.
No, I think you made a great point, Paul. And one of the benefits of the credit union industry is because we're a cooperative and we're member-owned, we're not held accountable by Wall Street. So we don't have to worry about a stock price. We don't have to worry about what's that next analyst call going to look like. We can be much more long-term focused in our decisions. And I think with that comes the ability to have the members first and foremost in the decisions that we make. But to your point about the ability of us to have a full suite of services similar to what a bank offers, that's very evident. This company was founded in 1950 by a small group of Ford engineers, and it's grown to be a very, very significant credit union, the largest in southeastern Michigan, primarily through retail banking, offering deposit services and consumer loans and residential mortgages. We have 240,000 members that are now doing business with us. But the expansion recently into commercial banking, primarily through our acquisition that we made in Florida, in the Tampa Bay market, the second one that I just mentioned, plus the things that we're doing here in Michigan, have really allowed us a strong entry point into handling small office, home office, and other types of businesses on a regular basis. And our wealth management team, we have several billion dollars in assets under management. So we're providing full service financial planning, recommendations for individuals, whether those are consumers, whether those are small business owners. We have all the products and services that 95% of the people in our listening area would want to take advantage of.
And your members are what drive your success without the idea of pleasing stockholders that have nothing to do with anything.
And the perfect example of that is our robust cash back program that we've had in place for nearly 20 years. And this past year, we paid almost 45% of our earnings out to our members. So where we would normally pay dividends to shareholders, the members, to your point, they're the driving force in our success. So we're running a very effective and profitable company so that we can contribute back to those members. And this year, we just paid in early January $41 million of our profit back to all the members that are contributing greatly to the growth of this credit union and the high performance.
Pretty incredible. Full service credit union around since 1950. Retail, mortgage, business, commercial, financial consulting, that great cashback program that you mentioned, and I'll mention what I've heard from your members, the great service that they get, and recently named a preferred lender by the SBA, which is, again, going to your commercial banking and more. Pretty spectacular.
Yeah, thank you. And the preferred lending program, the SBA as a whole, once PPP hit during the pandemic, the SBA options became much more visible across the board to all the people that were impacted and their businesses were impacted during the COVID time. And getting our PLP designation allows us to just have a greater speed to market. So the SBA has trust in DFCU Financial that we are administering the SBA loan programs effectively. We're making the right credit decisions for those borrowers that we're interacting with. And it just allows us to approve these loans without having to send them to the SBA for approval, which can slow down the process. Our goal is to customize solutions specifically on the commercial banking side. And people value quick response. They value the advice and guidance that our bankers across our two states of operation are providing. And this is just one other designation that is a positive differentiator for DFCU Financial.
And specializing in business lending for companies between $1 million, for you small businesses that are the backbone of America, to over $10 million in revenue. So you are so well-placed to do so much for so many. And I just love that WJR is here at the beginning, really. This is a new page from 1950 and what DFCU has been. I haven't heard too much about this is like the mouse that roared. This is a federal credit union buying into the banking business so you can do all of that.
Absolutely. Paul, well said. And you know, for since 1950, the success of the credit union and our ability to keep our staff for all these years, we have very little turnover. As Ryan mentioned, with the acquisition in Florida, the entire team chose to stay with our company. And that's a credit to just the history of the organization and in Ryan's two-year tenure here, his continual leadership to just drive DFCU Financial.
My friends, you're going to hear a lot about DFCU Financial, and I hope you'll go online and learn more about them. DFCUfinancial.com. I think you're going to love them. And I know we are, and following them and going to join them in many different ways you'll hear about in the days ahead here on WJR. And I thank Andy Scheibar, CMO. Andy, nice to meet you today. Nice to see all the work that you've done and the man behind the work that I've enjoyed. Of course, Ryan Goldberg is the president and CEO. Ryan, congratulations. You bring to this table all the tools one could ever ask for with everything that's going to be asked of you now.
It's very nice to be with you today, Paul. Thank you so much for the discussion.
Our pleasure. And for me, it all began with Jim Cowper, a longtime friend who I've always backed with whatever he was doing, and for good reason. He's a good guy, and he also happens to be the chairman of the board.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
It's our pleasure. May we remember this Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, as the beginning of something great. As we continue in focus on WJR.